The Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Yud Zayin, Amin Aleph, teaches us Darish Rabbi Kiva. Kiva teaches us Ish Isha, a husband and a wife, Zachu, if they're Zaycha, Shechina Shuri Beinayim, the Shechina rests amongst them. Loi Zachu, if they are unfortunately not Zaycha, Eish Achlosan. And the Pash Pshat in the Gemara is, as Rashi teaches us, you have the letter Yud in the word Ish. You have the letter He in the word Isha, which is the Shem Hashem, Yud K. And if we remove the Shem Hashem, we're left with Ish, with fire. And the Yaakov continues to explain. What's the explanation of Zochu? He says Zochu means when they have Shalom between them, when the shalom between a husband and wife, that's where the Shechina is. And it, as we know, the Shechina's name is Shalom. And that's why, and this is very much relevant to Masechta Sota, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is erased when we have Chas V'Shalom, a situation of a Sota, to bring the Shalom back between the husband and wife, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, without Shalom, I'm anyway not there. And if there is no Shalom between the husband and wife, the Eish, the fire of Machlokes, devours them. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava, the Isha Adifa Medish. The fire that affects the woman is more powerful and quicker to come than by the man. My Tama, Hai Mitzarif, by the word Isha, the He, is at the end of the name of the woman. By the word Ish, the Shem, the Yod, is in the middle of the name of Hashem. Meaning, the word Ish, meaning that the word Eish is much more evident by the name of the husband versus by the name of the wife versus by the name of the husband. And since the name of the word Eish is much more evident, that's why it affects much more the woman. The Yam explains why. Why does the woman get punished more than the man? So he explains, a man, midaraisa, is allowed to be married to more than one woman. Whereas a woman who's married can never have relations with another man. And therefore, a woman who is much more committed to the marriage, much more connected to the marriage, and if the marriage is not working as it should be, the Eish affects her. The Ben Yoyada, similar pshat, says that if a woman, Rachman Slan, is Mizana, so we know the halach is that if the woman is Mizana, she's os lebal or lebayil. So therefore, if the woman does something wrong, it not only affects her, it affects him, the husband, as well. On the other hand, if Rachman Slan, the husband is Mizana, the wife is not affected. And therefore, the fire of Znus is much more relevant to the woman than to the man. Chazal teach us that the Pasuk says, V'yomas nodav avi l'fnei Hashem, b'krivam eish zora l'fnei Hashem. And Chazal and the Medrash teach us that the reason nodav and avihu died is because they never got married. So the Chesh of Sofer explains, based on Al Gemara, which Al Gemara says that Ish v'Isha Zocha Shechina Beinehem, that the Shem Hashem rests on a married couple. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos, that Samach Beis Amud Beis teaches us, In order for a person to come to his full potential, he has to be married. And therefore, explains the Cheshire Sefer, Nadav and Aviu, who did not get married, they didn't have that yud. They didn't have that yud hey, they didn't have the Shechina, and they were left with Eish that devoured them. The Chasam Sefer explains as follows. He says that if a husband and wife get married and want to live a Torah life, so the husband is supposed to lead the house in Inyonei Ruchnius. That's why, explains the Chasam Sefer, the Shem Hashem that rests between the husband and wife is the Shem Hashem of Yud Hei. But the husband has the Yud, which is 10, and the wife has exactly half, the Hei, which is 5. To show that the husband should have the primary influence in the home. If, however, that proper balance doesn't exist, then the home is not the way the home is supposed to be. Says the Chasam Sefer, that's shot what Adam Harishon said after Chava gave him from the Eitz Hadas. He said, Ha'isha. What does it mean, Ha'isha? He said that Chava wasn't acting like a regular Isha, but rather she was acting like Ha'isha. She took an extra hay. Hay plus hay equal 10. The balance that's supposed to exist in the home was upset. And since that proper balance was upset, that's how I came, unfortunately, Adam Rishon said, to do an Aveira. The Mefarshim explain that the Gemara says, Kasha Zivuga Shal Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. Say to Mefarshim that what's Pshat? Because what happened by Kriyas Yamsuf is that the water of the Yamsuf, which is supposed to remain connected, was separated. And the Zivik is where a husband and a wife are supposed to become connected, just like the water in the sea. And that's why it's compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Kozmag Rebbe in a tshuva in Eir Chaim, Simen Mem Dalet, explains, based on this Gemara, why the minig is that, why is the minig that in Ashkenazi communities, a person doesn't put on a talus until he's married. Because he says, our Gemara is teaching us that a couple who's married, then and only then, are they zoicha to Kabbalah Shechina. And until he's married, he doesn't have this ish v'isha, this combination that we're discussing of the yud v'hei. And tzitzis, the talus, represents that each one of us are connected to the Shechina. But as long as a person is not married, he can never really be zoicha to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And since he can't really be zoicha to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, that's why he doesn't put on a talus. That's why he doesn't put on a talus yet. The Mefarshim go on to explain, the Gra explains, that the Gemara says in Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tesam Aleph, that B'mila the Alma, when it comes to Gashmius, the wife should have more of an influence. When it comes to Ruchnius, the husband should have more influence. Furthermore, says the Gra, the Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis teaches us that the Olam Haba was created from the letter Yud, and Olam Hazeh was created from the letter He. So that's why when we speak about the Shem Hashem appearing in the words Ish V'Isha, that's why the Yud, which represents Olam Haba, which is more the domain of the husband, is in the word Ish, and the He, which represents Olam Hazeh, is in the word Isha. The Meshech Chochma says, the Pasuk says, V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mutumasam. And the Gemara, in Masech Teshvuas, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, teaches us that this Pasuk is coming to teach us how one is supposed to be careful about Hilchas Nida. And that's what the Pasuk means to say, says the Meshech Chochma. V'izartem es b'nei Yisrael mutumasam. A husband and wife have to be careful in Hilchas Nida. Says the Pasuk, you know why, continues the Pasuk, because v'lo yemusu b'tamasim es mishkoni b'saycham. Says the Pasuk, in every marriage, as we're learning in our Gemara, rests the Shekhinah. And therefore, a person has to be careful to make sure that his marriage remains in a category of tahara, because if there's chas v'shalom tumah, then the shechina cannot remain there. The Chasam Sofer, in Masechta Ksubis, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, says, now we could understand why by the Sheva Brachas, at the Chasna and at the Sheva Brachas, we say B'losh and Rabbim, Kol Mitzalos Chasanim Michposam. Why do we say Alosh Rabbim? There's only one chosin and one kala, says the Chasam Sofer. Since, as we're learning, at every Jewish marriage, the Shekhinah is a partner in that marriage. So actually, at every marriage, says the Chasam Sofer, at every Jewish marriage, there are two chosanim. There's the chosin and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To represent that there are really two chsanim in every Jewish marriage, that the Shekhinah is participating and coming into this home, we say, Kol Mitzalos Chasanim. The Pri Tzadik says that there were 15 steps in the Beis HaMikdash between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Noshim. He says, why were the 15 steps? He says that the 15 steps represent the Shem Hashem that we're discussing in our Gemara, the Shem Hashem of Yud Hei, which is the Gematria 15, to teach us that we say the Shir Hamalos, that we try to reach the proper Madrega. How does one reach that proper Madrega? By having the Yud Kei, by having the Shem Hashem in his home, bringing the Shekhinah into the home. The Mefarshim say, as we just said a moment ago, that's why by a chasana it's so important to dance. Because, explained the Mefarshim, wherever there is the Shekhinah, that's where there's supposed to be simcha. And that's why we find that the greatest time of Simcha, as the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, was by the Simchas Beis HaSheva. Because the Gemara says, Shebisham Shayavim Ruach HaKadosh. It was a time of connecting to the Shekhinah. The Gemara says that they used to dance by Kiddush Levana. Because as we say at Kiddush Levana, when we Mekadosh Levana, it's Kilo Mekabel Pnei Shekhinah. It's like we're being Mekabel the Shekhinah. So whenever there's a Shekhinah there, whenever there's Kabbalah Shekhinah, there's supposed to be Simcha. And that's why there's a special point to dance, to be mesameich the chosn v'kala. We're supposed to dance to be mesameich the chosn v'kala, but it's not really the chosn v'kala who we're looking to be mesameich. We're looking to be mesameich the shechina that comes when a Jewish home is built.